Hi friends, I'd like to talk with you today about communicants class. Often I'm asked how to know if a child is ready for communicants class. At our church, we don't have a set age or grade in which a child is expected to participate and then take vows of communicant membership. So let's do two things together. First, since it's the simplest, we'll talk about the communicant process here, and then we'll talk about some ways to hopefully direct you as you talk to your child to discern their readiness. So typically you begin to see signs of readiness, which we'll talk about in a moment, and of course you continue to pray for guidance. You or your child can come talk to me at any time. We'll put your child on the list for the next available communicants class. We've got one coming up. We try to offer this twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring, but we don't always have enough students for a class to form. The class is always met at least once a year. That's God's grace that we have children growing. But once a class is announced, I will schedule a time to talk with your child. This is a short chat with me in which I ask your child about his or her interest in becoming a part of the class, and I explain what to expect. So once the class begins, we have the first session in which we ask at least one parent to attend to make sure that children, parents, and teachers are all on the same page. After that, the class meets during Sunday school for about 3 months. At the end, each child is given the opportunity, if they feel ready, to meet with and share their faith with a couple of elders. Our session members have gotten really good and know how to help make students feel comfortable with this process. They are hoping to strengthen a relationship so that they can best shepherd and care for our kiddos. And if, after that time, both the elders and the children feel that they are ready for communing membership, they meet with the session to profess their faith and to take vows of church membership. So this typically happens between Sunday school and worship service, the meeting. And then following that meeting, the children are then presented to the congregation to make public their professions of faith and to take the vows with their church family. That's sweet. At this point, if one of the children did not receive baptism as an infant, they will also be baptized. It is a glorious day following a glorious process. One thing that we make sure that children and parents both know is that we want our students to feel comfortable with taking those vows. I mean, as comfortable as you can with something as big and wonderful, but we want them to be comfortable fully relying on Christ to give them the desire and the ability to live with those vows. Takes desire to want to follow them, and then we need God's help for sure to try to follow those vows. We also want the students to know that if they do go through the class, which involves discussion with other students and with the teachers, supported homework at home. There's more information about that in that first session. But they don't feel ready to take vows at that time, they may do so at any time following. They just need to let us know. They are welcome to retake the class if they want, but it isn't expected after the first time. Some have asked, why do we even have a communicants class? Well, taking vows of any kind is a really big deal. We want our children to have all the information before submitting themselves to the church, and sometimes that comes well after they have submitted themselves to Christ as their Savior. But we hope that these two things line up pretty closely. The class is a really neat time of growth and being cared for by the teachers. They're all going through kind of the same questions or similar questions and similar stages in their development of faith. So from what I understand, it makes for some really good questions and discussion. And children have the opportunity to open up in an environment that feels really safe. I believe that having a class which surrounds our children with love as they enter communing membership It's a really precious thing and we should celebrate. Okay, that was the simple explanation about the class. And if you still have some questions, please do feel free to talk with me or an elder about the way that process works. I can make the other part pretty simple as well. Trust the Lord, right? Simple. It all boils down to trusting that our Heavenly Father, who made each of our children, knows them and cherishes them, has a plan for them. That is both simple and unbelievably difficult. Oh, to be able to trust like infants. What a prayer that is. But for more details about some practical ways to know if your child is ready, let's consider the following areas. We'll talk about curiosity and interest. We'll talk about repentance and fruit of the Spirit. So we tend to see curiosity first. Thankfully, we see this in young children, and that's so encouraging. If your child is beginning to show interest in God's Word, asking questions, telling what he or she learned in class at church, asking about specific elements of the worship service, these are all indications of your child's curiosity. A child in this stage might be leaning over as you take the communion elements, or they might be sitting up and looking all around. Whispered questions during communion or regular volume questions on the ride home are to be expected. What is this for? What does that taste like? When can I have some? Those are regular parts of being curious about worship. Curiosity about communion typically happens before their curiosity about regular service. May be different in your family, but your children might seem like they aren't paying attention during worship service, but then you find them asking questions or making statements that show that they were indeed listening. You hear them participate in service, and you see that God's Word is getting into their thoughts and into their hearts. Perhaps maybe they're not complaining about going to worship service, or they're excited about what they're learning in their classes. These are all indications of your child's interest and curiosity about God's Word. We want to see these buds of faith in our kiddos. They point to good things ahead. So the second area of readiness that I suggest that parents look for, and this is a biggie, is repentance. Does your child seem really sorry when they sin? Do you see a broken heart over wrongdoing as opposed to aggravation or disappointment over being caught in disobedience or other sin? Please be careful to discern whether or not a child is truly sorry. On a side note, I recommend to parents that we don't force children to apologize if they aren't truly sorry. A child can still understand the impact of his or her actions and experience appropriate consequences. But think about it. If we require a child to apologize or say, "I'm sorry," when they really are not sorry, aren't we teaching our children to lie? What we desire is to see true remorse and repentance. A child in this stage will sometimes cry or get teary over what they've done. Sometimes they will say bad things about themselves. We don't want that, but it comes with understanding the guilt over sin. What an excellent opportunity this is to point to the sinful nature of us all, and also, better, to the free grace which sets us free from sin. A few years ago, one of the children at church came to me and confessed and apologized for something that I had no idea he had done. His parents didn't know either. He came to me and confessed because he knew he had done wrong. That, my friends, was evidence of the Holy Spirit. Feeling the weight of sin and guilt is necessary in order to confess and repent and to truly grasp the freedom and beauty of forgiveness. Repentance is a sign that your child is becoming more ready for a personal relationship with Christ and for communing membership. In addition to curiosity and repentance, we long to see fruit of the Spirit in our children. Realistically, we won't see them all in childhood. I would expect that you would not see all of those fruit in my life either. Maybe on a really good day, the work of sanctification, but begin looking. If you are seeing any love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, your child is beginning to show signs of readiness. And please tell me that in the back of your mind, you're singing the Fruit of the Spirit song. You know I am. Aren't you glad I didn't sing it right here? Anyway, honestly, though, if you see patience while waiting on dinner to be ready or on a turn to play, if you see self-control at all when siblings do their worst, if you see love for others, gentleness or kindness to those who need a little extra, if you see a child who is beginning to do what he says he will do, or peace in the midst of chaos, these are signs that the Holy Spirit is working on your child's heart. I pray the same for myself. Those are my recommendations for determining a child's readiness for taking vows of membership: curiosity and interest, repentance, fruit of the Spirit. I hope that these give you some practical things to look for, to pray for, and to rejoice in when you see them. Then again, it all comes back to trusting the Lord, asking for His guidance, and trusting that He will give you the wisdom to direct your child in the best way to go. That's what we need to do. God knows your heart. He knows the heart of your child. And may we learn to trust Him in all things and rejoice in how He's building His kingdom. Thanks for listening. Please come see me if you'd like to talk about this more.